Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Sugarloaf, the band, they could do without this intro. It's a good song when
What's
we get into the song.
What's this an intro for, though? What was it?
Green-Eyed Lady. Very good song when they finally get past that.
Oh, that's a famous. I only know that part of the song. What's that from, Tommy? Was that a game show theme or something? All right, maybe I'm just crazy.
Never got to the vocals, and it's like I said, a really good song, but some gets lost. Lost in translation. 869-1240, the number, if you'd like to weigh in on anything we've said or done in the first couple of hours. Wow, here's Dennis Higgins, our friend.
Wow.
Dennis, how are you?
Yeah, doing good, guys. And Bob and Jeff, I was just really intrigued, Bob, by your memories of 1960, because I fit right in with a lot of those. I had two older brothers growing up in California, and one of my older brothers, Mike, was a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan. And I really followed the Cardinals along with the Dodgers at that time, but it just a lot of great memories. And most of my memories are from baseball cards. My brothers and I spent every dime we had on baseball cards, and I still know the 80s or the 60s teams more than I know teams today. I know the whole lineups.
Yeah, we were all kids in those days. It was a different time. And we were very much into baseball cards and getting them and trading them. We didn't put them away to see what their net value is going to become. We worked with them, man. They were a big part of our youth.
Oh, man, Tops, five cards and a stick of gum for 5 cents. And me and my brothers all had paper routes, and we'd spend all our money. Much to the chagrin of my parents, my dad thought we were wasting our money. But, man, I tell you, I just the memories – And also, real quickly, I just want to go to a quick comment that Jeff made. He talked about Pat Corrales being not kind of a nondescript guy. I would differ with that. I know Pat now. He's an older guy, but he's a special assistant to the general manager of the L.A. Dodgers. And as such, he comes to Tulsa a few times a year. And you talk about a lifelong baseball guy. Just interestingly, he went to Fresno High School, Fresno, California. He was teammates with Jim Maloney. One of the great all-time pitchers in Major League Baseball. Also, Dick Selma was a high school teammate, one of the great all-time high school teams. He was Johnny Bench's first ever roommate with Cincinnati his first 2 years in Major League Baseball. He's got a lot of great stories about that. He managed the Cleveland Indians of all teams, Jeff.
I remember mostly as a coach with the Braves, and I was talking about his playing career where he didn't ever do much.
Well, as long as he hung around, he was a backup catcher for the Phillies and the Reds, but just a lifelong baseball guy, and you talk about an interesting guy to talk to about baseball and his memories. He also, a little tidbit, he made the final out of the 1970 World Series. He said that Sparky Anderson looked on the bench and they're going to lose in 5 games of the Orioles. He said, hey, Pat, get a bat. I want you to bat so you can say you played in the World Series. And he grounded out to end that series. He was facing Mike Cuellar.
Interesting. Good stuff, Dennis. We appreciate it.
I appreciate the going back in time. Good job.
All right. The voice of Butler Community
you know,
Athletics
knows
and the
a lot
Tulsa
about
Driller.
Baseball.
You can tell I do. But you would never say that about me. I could call the show from some remote.
Dennis did play-by-play for the Giants.
Yes.
So he's
yes. Dennis loves the game of baseball.
Right.
But as much as he loves the game of baseball, he doesn't love it more than I do.
Okay. I mean, a comparison
you
that
can
I was
fill,
making.
You can fill up the bottle to the very top, and that's as far as you can go. and Dennis is at the very top. Right?
Yeah.
And so am I.
All right.
I remember Pat Corrales. Pat Corrales, I remember him like yesterday.
Okay. I remember him as the coach.
Yeah,
he was always on the. I think he might have been the first base coach.
Curly hair coming out from his hat. I mean, he's Pat Corrales for crying out loud.
Yeah, he played a while.
Now, I haven't had conversations with him.
Nor have I.
The way Dennis had. But I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of old ball players, and one of the great things about the affiliation now that we'll have with Wichita and the Miami Marlins.
Coaching staff.
You'll get to see guys come through town who otherwise wouldn't, former players. I don't even know who the Marlins have as their special advisors and field staff for the minor leagues.
Yeah, I'm
but
not
those
sure.
guys will be coming in frequently. Corey, you're on the show.
Yeah, Bob, I just want to comment about your love for baseball. I've been listening to Sports Talk Show for about 20 years now, and you're the only person that actually got League 42 going. And League 42 is one of the best things to come around other than the YMCA. You've done great with everything like that, and just you cannot emphasize about your love for baseball. I think you got more knowledge on baseball than I think you do anything else. Just have a good time, and thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Corey. Now, Jeff will...
What he's saying is you don't have much knowledge on it, other things.
See, there's my typical... That's how
you would have said the same thing to me.
No, I would have said, that's a very nice call, Jeff. You deserved it. Derek Jeter, obviously the COO of the Marlins. I'm just trying to look down here. Their director of amateur scouting, I don't know. The director of player personnel, Daniel Greenlee, I don't know him. So I'm looking for names that are recognizable.
Todd Pratt is in high A.
Well, I'm not talking about managers. I'm talking about field staff, guys who are roving instructors and that kind of thing. Here's Mike. Hey, Mike.
Are you still talking about favorite athletes?
We can. We can talk about anything.
It seems to me growing up in the 60s, I'm a couple of years younger than you, that everybody's favorite was Joe Namath, also Muhammad Ali, but then Roman Gabriel was a huge favorite.
You know, in the NFL at that time, I paid attention, but I was not locked in. Certainly Joe Namath, yes. Roman Gabriel was first of all, what a name. Secondly, he had the looks to match the name. He was a matinee idol. So, yeah, Roman Gabriel was very popular.
Those are my thoughts. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. Look for a picture of Roman Gabriel. I mean, we'd all love to look like Roman Gabriel.
Of course.
You know, none of us do. That's the problem. Now I want to look up a picture of Roman Gabriel.
Juan Pierre is their outfield coordinator.
Well, we've heard of him.
Eric Duncan is their hitting coordinator. Chris Mihalik, pitching coordinator. Gene Glenn, infield and base running coordinator. Jamie Quirk, your catching coordinator.
Well, Jamie Quirk's been around these parts forever. Former Royal, former Cardinal. I believe he was on the staff of the Kansas City Royals when Wichita had that AA affiliation with them.
I'd love to meet Juan Pierre. I hope he's there in 2020.
Did you look up the photos of Roman Gabriel?
I did not. I was looking for Marlins information.
Roman Gabriel, Tom. Now, Tom may... I'll be disappointed if he doesn't remember this. Do you remember his appearance on Gilligan's Island? That's awesome. Now, that's why I like doing radio. Because you got guys like Tom and Ted Woodward who are so much into those old television shows. And I'm looking at this picture, and I don't remember it. But they have a photo of Roman Gabriel when he appeared on Gilligan's Island. I like talking about stuff
I'm sorry, you can't stand it.
That's okay.
I can stand it. I just don't have anything to add because I didn't see it and I wasn't alive.
Well, you'll be talking about things you saw to people who are younger than you that weren't alive, too.
I already do.
What do you say?
They don't care.
Right. They don't care.
It's okay,
but
though.
People care people... when I talk.
All right.
I've always had that for some reason. Eric, you care when I talk, correct?
Oh, yeah. And I'd like to know what it's like to sit in Jeff's chair by someone with that much wisdom and how he's not just in awe as he's driving home going, God, my dad is smart.
You know what? I'll bet he does what say that when he's driving home.
In his little, in his Geo
Yeah, and his Geo, in his little tin box, whatever it is. Yeah.
Smart car. Yep.
Thanks, Eric.
I envy you, man. It'd be cool to be sitting by somebody.
You can come by. Anytime, Eric. Thanks. Dan is next. We got a few minutes. Hey, Dan.
Hey, boys. What's up?
Hello, Dan.
Hey, I'm just checking in because officially we are now on the road to WrestleMania, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
Pretty important. I think I'm going to call every week and say, hey, which match, who you got in this match?
Let's do that. You be our, you kind of, go, give me a matchup now and I'll tell you.
Well, let's not go big till we get closer. So let's start off with the Raw Tag Team Championship match.
Haven't really announced one yet, but I'm sure Aleister Black and Ricochet will be involved, and they'll probably win. I think they're going for a feel-good WrestleMania. You have Roman Reigns, you got Kofi, you got Becky Lynch, and I'm sure they'll want to give Aleister and Ricochet that moment.
I want to know who Kurt Angle's going to be battling in his final match.
John Cena, duh.
Well, that could well be. Thanks, Dan. Give us a call next week. What?
Like you fight the guy that his first match was, wouldn't it be sweet, sentimental story?
Yeah, I mean, I'd get behind that. I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not necessarily. Kurt Angle has to win.
No, he'll lose.
No, that's just heartless. All the great ones go out on their back, Bob. Remember that.
You lose your last match.
Thanks,
exactly. Dan knows what he's talking
about.
Well,
that's bad.
You lose your last match.
No, you don't.
That's how we do business.
Well, their business isn't very good right now.
Yeah, Kofi.
No, that's not even good.
Please. Are you kidding? Well, it's a bad story, but
it's a bad story.
At least he'll win the title.
It's all bad. I'm done with it. I barely even watch it.
It's all right.
It's just nothing like it used to be.
Well, nothing is.
They're trying to bring along too many people, and nobody knows Aleister Black, and who cares? That's where I am with it right now.
Fair enough. What do you think
of that?
It's all good.
And you're getting defensive.
I'm not getting defensive. I said it's okay.
Yet you watch it all the time.
Well, I keep track of it. I don't, I'm not sitting there for 3 hours every Monday.
You
want to
give me one or two more players from the 60s?
Not really.
Because I've enjoyed that.
Not really.
I want you to.
Being honest, I don't.
But it's fun.
You never gave me one.
Guys,
from the
like
90s.
I don't have time to look. I'm over here trying to juggle three or four different things.
Paul Casanova play for?
Paul Casanova, I've heard of him. Boy, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. From the '60s.
Played 10 years, from 65 to 74.
I think I remember him mostly as a Brave.
He was a Brave at the end of his career.
Maybe as a Twin.
Senators.
And one more. You're trying to get as obscure as you can, which is fine.
Well, we had Dennis Higgins on the show. Who'd Dennis Higgins play for?
There was a Dennis Higgins.
Yeah.
And he was a pitcher, correct?
Yeah.
I think he was a left-handed pitcher.
He was.
Dennis Higgins played for the Phillies.
Actually, he threw right-handed. No, he never played for the Phillies. Played for the Cardinals in 71 and 72.
Don't have any recollection.
Cleveland, Washington, White Sox.
Let's take our final break. Jeff will wrap it up back after this.